Blog Talk Radio.
Billy Voices for Power. HuntsvilleBlack.com. I bring voices of power. Grassroots mouthpiece. They can't stop us. We all the way up. Straight out of Lawrence County. Shouts out to North and South Portland. Catch me at www.huntsvilleblack.com. Also check out the Child Support Hustle Show Saturday. It's all the way up. The Child Support Hustle is real. Also on my network, you can catch Deanna Lick and Sherry Saunders on Sundays for United Voices. I am the grassroots mouthpiece that's bringing voices to power.
Mouthpiece, I'm joined by co-host Darren Lyles as we discuss the political mess in North Courtland. North Courtland has a very hot mayoral race, which has divided the community. So many accusations and questions are being floated around back and forth, but one thing is evident, and that is change is coming tomorrow. The change is not who's going to win. It's people are waking up and voicing their concerns and challenging the status quo. Where will all this lead? Will the questions ever be answered? Is the political process in North Courtland corrupt and tomorrow's election lost its integrity already, even before it happens? All right, good morning, Darren. How's it going?
Good, Marcus. You're exactly right. North Courtland's a hurricane, if you will, of accusations swirling around that place right now.
Yeah, it really is a mess, and let's discuss a couple of things. We got the lines open up. Any callers that want to call in, again, our call-in line is 347-826-7648. And I just want to say some of the things that interest me is a lot of people, I've been getting a lot of people that are actually afraid to come forward because I guess they've been experiencing intimidation and retaliation and all other sorts of things with the people that's in power down there where they're afraid to stand up. And my question is the current chief of police and mayor of North Courtland like what's this guy over in his in Syria? Are they like Assad in Syria, causing citizens to flee like refugees in the South Kordofan and to get out of there because they've made life miserable for the people there? That's the question to be answered, and that's the question they need to ask themselves. If they see all this uproar about them, and they're the ones that's been in power, hell, that ought to tell them something. And all the people leaving there should tell them something, too. I mean, I've had, you know, it's not a racial thing, but I've had people tell me that they get treated better in South Kordofan. I know it's a lot of African-Americans there, but, you know, it's always been perceived as that's the white part of Kordofan. But I get a lot
sure.
of people telling me that they get treated better by South Kordofan police than they do North Kordofan. They say they're in North Kordofan. They feel like they're getting shook down every time there's a traffic stop.
I told Ari Hubbard, I can tell you one thing. I don't drive through North Kordofan if I can help it. I don't go through North Kordofan. So there's some truth to that. I don't know if it's real or not, Marsh, but you just feel that it's real. You know, especially, I think, Riley Evans, campaign manager, she got pulled over after all these accusations come out. That don't look good.
No, it don't look good. It looks just like I was saying, it looks like in some intimidation. And anytime we have that with your police force or your mayor or anybody in power, you know, that's just not a good look. That is not how the country, United States, and communities are supposed to operate. If people don't agree with you, that doesn't mean you start using your position to start making their life a living hell. When you do that, you're a damn narcissist. You got a damn fucking mental problem, and you need to step out of the way. If you can't control what you're doing, and you know you're sworn to an office to uphold the law and to represent righteousness, and you can't hold your damn self back from your impulses of being mad and retaliating on somebody simply because they agree with you, then we got some serious problems.
The accusations made by Riley Evans, too, that first thing he's going to do is audit the books. Like, there's financial misdealings. There's voter fraud. This is heavy hitter stuff for a small town like North Kordofan. I mean, how many people are in North Kordofan? It's not a big city, but that's major stuff going on. You know, you expect this in New York or L.A., not North
Kordofan. And from what I'm hearing from the people at the grassroots level, the stuff has been going on for years and years. They just now reaching a point where they just can't stand it anymore. They got to stand up. They got to do something. And now is the time. They feel now is the time. Now, you and I both know we've dealt in politics and dealt with different organizations. When you first come in, it makes perfect common sense to do an audit. You want to see where you at and how the money was spent. So nobody should be angry and scared that new people come in and want to audit and see what's going on. The only way you would be afraid and mad at that and fighting hard to intimidate people at the voting polls is your ass got something to cover up. That's all it is. And if you don't, if you win, if you want to show that you are on the up and up, you ought to get an outside source to audit you anyway just to reassure the people. If you don't do that, you're still hiding something, whether you win or not.
Yeah, it's going to be really bad if Mr. Jones wins. It's going to be really bad for the trust factor from his next term. Because we got the tightest race I've ever seen. This thing could come down to one vote.
And that's where, yeah, like you said, it could very well come down to that, and that's why this absentee ballot situation is something that's real and need to be discussed. You want to say something about that? What you're hearing in North Kordofan that's going? What's going on with the absentee ballot situation? And where are some of the conflicts of interest that you've heard in North Kordofan in the election process? And I don't have this substantiated, but quite a few people have told me this, and somebody listened, they can call in and correct me. Someone was telling me that you got some of the people that's directly connected with employment with the mayor overseeing the elections. That is a conflict of interest.
Yeah, I believe, Marge, if I'm right, I believe Chief Taylor's wife is over, and I think her name is Della. Sure, I think that's right. And I think she, from what I've heard, she takes the ballots and validates them or checks to make sure that they're authentic or whatever. And some other people have said that they're on the absentee ballot list, and they haven't even got their ballots yet. Tomorrow's the election. They had to go down to City Hall and get them. They're supposed to mail them out if you're on that list, and they didn't. So
yeah,
certain
and,
people.
And see, that person, whether it's her or anybody else, that person, when this election is over, should be removed. I wish they could have got them removed right now, because if you're running up on a deadline and people haven't received their stuff in the mail, and the election can be contested. It can be contested because it just doesn't seem like it's going to be on the up and up if you have someone that's directly impacted by the mayor staying in office. And that should be a sign to you if people are not receiving their absentee ballots, that this person could have been compromised. Now, I've heard some people calling for a federal investigation into all the shenanigans that's going on in Cortland. And people have told me they file complaints, but they never go nowhere. What the citizens of North Cortland need to do is send your complaints to the FBI. Don't send them to North Cortland mayor's office. Don't send them to the North Cortland Council or whatever. Don't send them to Moulton or the Moulton County, Lawrence County County Commission. Send your shit down to the state office, attorney general's office, and to the FBI, and explain your case with as best dates and full explanation of what you have to say in full. You can't trust these little small towns to give you justice because it's like a good old boy system. And most towns are like that. Cortland is not exactly new. It's just that they've been getting away with some stuff for a very long time, and the people have gotten to a point where they just fed up. So I'm just telling people, start sending your complaints further than just around here. You got to bring some eyes on this thing, and that's the only way it's going to stop, because they know they can get around and skirt the laws around here locally. If you want to bring the feds in, if you feel like something's going on, you need to make your complaints to the state and federal offices, people who don't have a connection around here. And if what you're saying is valid, then you will get a response.
I agree, Mars. I mean, voting is like one of the most sacred things this country's got. You just don't mess with me. You can talk for who we're going to vote for all we want to. But when we get in that voting booth, that's our privilege. That's our right. We can change our mind if we want to, but it's us.
Exactly.
It's what America
exactly.
is. If somebody messes with that, that's sacred business. In my opinion.
Well, we still got the lines open. If somebody listening, they want to call, we'd like to hear from the people from North Cortland. And that's one thing that – another thing that I had a problem with is when they had that controversy at the school where that employee said some words about the students. North Cortland, sometimes things happen to you because you don't speak up. When you don't speak up, that's how people run over you. So you can't be afraid to file these complaints. You can't be afraid to call in or write a newspaper and voice your concerns, because that's what the people that are doing you wrong, that's what they're banking on. They're banking on that you are afraid, that you don't have enough guts and courage to speak out, and that's why they keep running over you. So to end all of that, you got to start bringing some of these situations to the light and start talking about them, because if you don't talk about them and do nothing, nothing's ever going to happen. You might as well just be quiet and take the situation you've dealt, or do like refugees do, flee that disaster-torn area, because that's what it sounds like North Cortland is right now, a disaster-torn area that's been run by a couple of despots since forever. And these people, they should want to get their asses out of the way. I mean, that's another big thing. We got people staying in these offices forever, and nothing has changed in the town. That ought to tell you something. And if you are a mayor, a police chief, or whoever the hell you are, if your town is not changing and people are getting continually fed up, get your ass out. put your ego and arrogance to the side and get out of the way of the people. The only way I can see people want to stay in these type of positions is because it's putting food on the table. That's the only way. You're not there for the people. You're there for your own selfish reason.
Yeah, I think people get in the office and they lose sight of why they're really in there. They start thinking it's about them, and it's never about you. It's about the people you're serving. I've seen that superintendents. I've seen it locally. I think they're entitled to something because they are this and that, mayor or whatever. And maybe that's what's going on in North Carolina. I don't know. But, Mark, another serious thing I heard was that some grant money was taken to buy the mayor a car that in the paper they said they raised money and sold chicken plates or barbecue plates or whatever to buy the car, but actually the money came from grant money that's supposed to go somewhere else. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff. I don't know what's real, what ain't. I don't know.
Well, I don't believe myself. I don't believe that they raised all that money with chicken plates and Swamp Johns. You know, they pull the old Swamp Johns trick every time there's an election or every time they want to seem like they're raising money for something while they may be getting it from somewhere else. I just don't take that because I know there is people organizing down there in Corlin, and every time that the mayor and his people bring in Swamp Johns to try to sell some plates, there's another part of town, sometimes on the south side of Corlin, that they are giving plates away. Now, on the same day that they're trying to sell plates, there's other people organizing giving plates away. So I don't think people are going down there buying a whole lot of plates when at the same time you can just go on the other side of town and get a free plate. And that's, you know, maybe that's good tactics, you know, starve them to death since that's what they seem to want to do is to make their living off of the people and at the expense of their people. And there's just so many accusations going back and forth. It's just hard to keep up with. You know, I'm hearing all this stuff about the police chief getting a DUI in Kentucky, then coming back here without even a license to drive, but stopping other people and giving them tickets while he don't even have a damn license himself. Then on top of that, I'm hearing that this current mayor we got, he may have forged some signatures of a person that was already deceased, showing that the chief completed some type of drug rehab or some type of retraining. Now, when accusations like that, and which it is an accusation until proven, but if you're on the up and up and someone accuses you of that, why don't you come on out and show that this accusation is just a flat out lie? For you not to say nothing and to be silent like the mayor and his chief is, try to ride it out. This right here shows guilt, some type of guilt somewhere, because if you get accused of something like that, you need to step up to the plate and prove it wrong. Remaining silent is not a good defense. It's never a good defense in the face of accusations like this. And if somebody was written a ticket during those times, then they need to be reimbursed. If a ticket was wrote to someone by a police chief who didn't even have his own shit together, that ticket needs to be reimbursed with interest back to the person that got the ticket.
Yeah, and even if it's even more serious than just a ticket, of course, a ticket's serious to whoever gets one, but did anybody go to jail? That ought to be thrown out because it wasn't a valid arrest. It wasn't valid. If you're in that position, and I know.
Yeah, that's exactly why that accusation needs to be proven wrong, and if it is valid, people need to pull out the dates during that time period, and everything that happened during that time period should be thrown out and people reimbursed. And maybe some of the county money should also be reimbursed as well. If they incurred any type of county court costs or jail costs from during that time period, if somebody was invalid, then all of that should be thrown out, and the county and those citizens reimbursed, and that person ran out of office.
They definitely got a PR problem with Chief Taylor. If half the citizens, and I don't know the number, but just going by the election of the person, half the citizens are for Evans and half are for Jones, most of that is stemming from Chief Taylor's actions in North Corwin. The people don't trust the police, and that's, we've seen nationally what not trusting the police is doing. It's
exactly.
And a lot of, I mean, it's hard to live in, especially a small town. It's hard to live in a small town. You don't trust the police that are there to serve and protect you.
And if they run into town like a strong-armed man, like it's their town, they're God in that town. When people get like that, if we got a damn police chief in North Corwin or anywhere else running the town like he is God, and he's so that he can let this go on and stop this over here, even though they're both the same wrong, if we got a person living like that, this person got a mental problem. This person has a mental problem. Because they're not there for the law and for the citizens. They're there for some corrupt, skewed, deformed type of purpose. If they're not doing it right, we got to ask ourselves, if somebody's running around like that with their chest all out and acting like that they are the sole ownership and slave master of the whole town, that calls for a serious waking up. That calls for outside help. You're not going to get it here, citizens of North Corwin. You're not going to get it here. You need to start sending your complaints to Montgomery, BC, FBI, the ABI, and everywhere else. Stop relying on these locals to handle your business, because a lot of people are telling me that when they file a complaint with the mayor, instead of the mayor doing his damn job, he sends a complaint to the chief. Now, how if somebody complains to the mayor about the chief, you send the complaint to the chief?
Yeah,
I mean, Jones has worn out his welcome. I mean, he has worn out his welcome, and he just really needs to go. He needs to do the people of North Cortland and just leave. He just leave.
Hey,
but he's not going to do the right thing, because he's one of these selfish people and self-righteous people that he can't do the right thing. Doing the right thing is not in him.
The red flag that went off in my head, Marcus, and I have no way of proving nothing, it's accusations, as you say, but when the Lawrence County Commission filed a lawsuit against these towns to pay the $35 jail fee or court fee or whatever it is, and then you look in the paper and North Corwin has not paid anything for years. They've not even... Even Town Creek has paid some, and some other towns have paid some, but North Corwin has not paid any. Where is that money going? Where did it go? It went somewhere.
Yeah.
That's a question that, when I read it, that came up in my brain.
And I got some of the same. I got some of the same questions. Now, we don't know. You know, we don't know what this mayor, this chief inherited. We don't know what their family gave them. We don't know if they have another job outside of the capacity of what they're doing now. But students, residents are complaining, saying that they're tired of, that they don't want, they feel like they're funding people's lifestyles, all the little extras. I mean, if you got a town like North Cortland, and you got a mayor or a police chief in a $100,000 house, I mean, that ought to send up a red flag right there. You know, this guy's got him. He must have two or three other jobs, or he got a nice size inheritance. Where is these lifestyles of, you know, these Mercedes and all this other stuff that the people are complaining about is coming from? That's some of the questions people what were asking me. You know, I had a person call me and just said, hey, do you think a small town like North Cortland can have a chief or a mayor who can afford $100,000 house and $30,000-$40,000 cars? And, you know, I would say, well, I've never seen them in you know, expensive cars like that and don't know where they live. But just by listening to, you know, what they're saying, It doesn't seem like a person can have that just based off of their salary alone. It seems kind of hard to do something like that, but we don't know. People could be, like I said, on inheritance money. on a, you know, lawsuit settlement, anything. But it does raise eyebrows to the average citizen living in North Corlin. They look around and they see their community not growing, but they see pressure and arrogance, you know, coming from their city leaders. That does spark a few questions.
How come, another question, of course, people inbox me and all that on Facebook, but, and you read it in the paper, the North Corlin mayor makes $1,500 a month, I think, and then you got Town Creek makes $350. You got all these other, I think North Corlin mayor makes more than the Moulton mayor, I think.
Look how small it is for a community that small. The mayor, he should look around and see what other mayors are making and see that he's smaller than all of them, and he should take a pay cut.
Or get the Corlin council to lower the rate, because I'm certainly not putting nobody down, but no, Corlin's not one of the richest areas around. It ought to fit the clientele you're serving. The salary ought to fit about what the other mayors are making throughout the county. You know, close enough.
Yes, it should. He could give that money back to the town, the school system. You know, imagine if he could give it to somebody within that community. He can give it back. But you have some people, they're not in the position to help the people. They're only in the position to help themselves to everything they can. Now, you give a corrupt person the keys to the city, you in big trouble.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the audit needs to be done. I'm not saying Mayor Jones is corrupt, but his perception is certainly that, and Chief Taylor is too. They've got a bad PR problem. I don't know how you can govern with that perception. I don't know if you look countywide, that's the reason the property tax and the sales tax didn't pass. They don't trust the leaders. And so if you take and magnify that 100 times in North Corlin, they're not going to support anything. You're not going to get enough. You're not going to get enough people. Even if you're right, you're not going to get people to follow you.
No. And if you like you said, you run in a town, and you got all these feelings. You got half the people against you in that town. I mean, people who don't like their leadership, they're not going to be interested in the town growing. They're not going to help. They're not going to be united in making it a better city and a better town, because they don't feel like they have a stake in it. If my city leaders are running over me, why would I be out there? I know I should pick it up because it's my neighborhood. Why should I be out there picking up trash? Why should I be out there, you know, getting involved in a community where I'm treated basically like a slave, where people are using me for their own personal gain? Why would I be enthusiastic about getting involved in that? And what kills me is when you see people like this mayor and the chief that's been in office forever, you're going to get young people who don't want to get involved in politics. Everybody's not political, but everybody should be involved in politics, because politics in some way is connected to your life in every way, even if it's just the grocery store where you're getting groceries, because you have taxes and everything else. When you got corrupt people running the town, people don't want to be involved.
I agree. And another accusation that was made on my thread was that the mayor has promised to shingle somebody's house or fix their house if they'll vote for him. Going out doing things like that instead of talking about policies and vision and things we can do better. That's a serious allegation.
Just to be honest, and I'm speaking from a anybody can see it, but I'm speaking from an African American perspective. I don't see any vision out of this mayor. And I keep my attention very close on African American leadership. And we had some people. I mean, we was in a discussion on Facebook. You remember? And somebody said that, you know, you don't live there. You know, don't worry about it. Anytime there's leadership anywhere, you should be worried about it. I got relatives there. I got friends. I got relatives there. I got friends there. You've taught school there. You've seen kids come through school who you want a bright future for. You have a connection there. You have a right to speak up. Anytime there's leadership anywhere, anybody has a right to say something. Now, I don't have the right to go down there in North Cullen and vote. And if I did, I would vote Jones' ass out of there. But I do have a right to speak out to my friends and family in that area that I do look at politics and I do keep up with what's going on with this city within my county. I'm in Lawrence County. Cortland is just one of the cities in here. I'm concerned about the whole county as a whole and each city as well. And I just see total garbage coming out of North Cortland, and they need to get rid of them. And I hope people show out in mass tomorrow and get them out of office and do your audit. An audit is a good thing. It's a good thing. Anybody that would come into a position like that controlling the town and wouldn't take a look back at the records would be totally crazy. And anybody who don't want the records looked at, those would be the ones who are doing all the intimidation and everything they can do, shingling roofs and cutting lawns and stuff like that. Those would be the ones that want to corrupt the process.
Brenda Hampton, I think she came out on Facebook and posted a list of, did you know, a bunch of things about North Cortland that I didn't know. If I was the mayor, I would come back and rebuke or rebuttal all those, so that's not true. And this is why. But instead they took the position, we're just going to be quiet and maybe it'll go away. But that list was powerful. It was serious. It really was.
Yeah, it was. And it went all the way back. And some things on that list said the corruption started the day that that Taylor took office. And, you know, and somebody made some very, very strong accusations about him when he first got down there in North Cortland. And I never heard anything about it. It was something to do with sex, maybe with an underage person or something like that. And I said, hey, I've never heard of anything like that. And if it was something like that, it seems like that would have been, you know, brought out and looked into. And I told the person that that's very powerful. And they stood by what they said. And I said, well, until it's proven, you know, it's just hearsay. You know, but
yeah.
If people are feeling things like that, there's something very serious going on.
As far as Chief Taylor, when I worked down there, he was always nice to me. Again, I know we're just talking politics and the things going on, but perception is that it's corruption, things that I may not know. Just because a person's nice to you don't mean that they're not doing some corrupt stuff behind the scenes. They may not be doing it to you. You look at the state. I mean, Sandusky, the players loved him, but he was doing corrupt things on his own time. Or, you know, that doesn't mean sometimes you can get by people.
Yeah, you're right about that. And just to add that, along with what you just said too, I've known him, you know, for a very long time. I never had a problem with him. And even one time, back in my days when I was, you know, acting up out here on the streets, that's no secret. I was out here doing a lot of things I shouldn't have done, raising hell, being basically a menace and doing everything. But one time, Chief Taylor did give me a break. I can testify to that. But somebody giving me a break and being a good guy, in my opinion, has nothing to do with how a person can run a town. Those are two totally different things. He can treat me like a king and treat other people like a slave. The only effort of this show is to give those people a voice who say they haven't had a voice, and we've had the radio lines open. They haven't called. I mean, Facebook is a good medium, but you also need to come on and voice your opinions too. But I was already warned about this because people are saying, and more than four people have told me that there is a lot of retaliation going on. You don't want to speak out and have them know it. And I just want the people to know that it's a different story here on Bringing Voices to Power. You know, we're going to talk about the issues, and I'm not caring about anybody getting upset. They get upset because I'm speaking on it, then they can see me, and we'll take care of it. Because I don't care anything about no threats. Somebody getting upset, I'll tell them to their face that they're silly. Number one, and number two, they can't do nothing about it.
They have lost the confidence of people, Mark. I think from the police chief, they might need to start a program where they pull people over and give them a citation for things they're doing right. The team bands that you built, I'm serious, you know. Man, you did a good job. You stopped. Here's a free, I don't know, something at RKM. Here, we're giving back to you. You can't run. Police do have to do their job. They do. I got a ticket from you, Taylor, for having an expired tag. Guess what? My tag wasn't expired. I didn't say nothing. I was wrong. It wasn't mean to me. It wasn't none of that. I was wrong. I got my darn tag fixed. But you got to build up the people. It's not, you can't do it the other way. It's no way. I mean, everybody wants to roll, but the point, it becomes too much.
Yeah, and you got to think about it, and they got to be conscious too. I mean, a person has the right to get any type of material things that make them happy. People are always seeing you writing tickets, and like some other accusations, we didn't get to this one. You know, there's been accusations like people have been stopped for DUI, and they can get out of the DUI with $1,500. You know, I laughed at it and said, well, hey, at least he's saving you about $1,000 if it goes all the way through. So he's really cutting you a deal. But
saving you more
cash. If that accusation is true, then if it is true, people don't want to see you out here just writing a whole bunch of tickets, and then the next thing you know, you're living in a $100,000 house, you're driving big-time expensive cars, and everybody knows if I stop you, then you can cut a deal, which I don't know if that's going on, but I've heard it from three different people. If that kind of stuff's going on, then that's what's going to make people look at you bad. You know, you don't want to be riding around town and you see the chief or the mayor who's really dogging you and after you and then cuts a side deal with you, and then they're living high on the hog. That just leaves a bad taste in people's mouth, and it's just only a matter of time before all that comes crumbling down.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to arrest somebody, arrest them. I've been through that. I've done what but normally what a police will do is go to the judge and say they were respectful, they were breaking the law, give them a deal. But the chief or the police won't get up there and do it on their own. They won't be judge, jury, and executioner all in one. That's what you're doing. Your job is to, if they're doing something wrong, give them a ticket. And if you want to go behind the scenes and tell the judge they're really good people, they messed up, go light on them, whatever. That's how the court is. There's nothing wrong with that. But you don't.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
Do all of it. You know.
Yeah. And I want to. Yeah, you're right. I want to encourage people, however you vote, whichever direction you vote, make sure you get out to the polls tomorrow. And with this absentee ballot thing, everybody has the right as an American to have your vote counted. If you feel like your vote hasn't been counted or something has not went the way it's supposed to be in the process, then you need to file a complaint with the Lawrence County Election Committee or City Election Committee or file one down in Montgomery. Stand up for your vote to count. And if you really want to make some changes, you got to get out to the polls. You have got to get out to the polls, because talking about it and being angry about it is not going to solve anything. The only thing that's going to solve anything is your vote. And before we close the show out, I want to say, Darryl, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, I want to say, man, my heart goes out to Conley Bush. He just lost his dad about 30 minutes ago, and I know he's really feeling really bad. So, Everybody send prayers up for Clemley Bush. We're very sorry that this has happened. And with that, Darren, if you want to close it, me and Darren will be back on another network. We're going to talk about Lawrence County and Moulton, that mayoral race. But it seems like North Courtland, you got a mess down there, and the only way to change out political messes is to change leadership.
I'm going to be anxious tomorrow, Marcus. I'm with you on that. I'm going to be anxious tomorrow to see the result. But I think even if Mayor Jones retains his being mayor, change has already happened. There's going to have to be something happen. Definitely going to change if Riley did. But it better change if Mama wins. It's a coin toss.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah, and like I said, with all these absentee ballot things and the election may be compromised with who's handling the ballots and all this kind of stuff, you know, it could turn out that it could be contested. You know, lawyers and everything else might get involved, you know, and the state might get involved in this thing. You just never know. It's going to be very interesting tomorrow to see what happens, because if Jones wins, these people that are just now – they feel like they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're standing up. Jones and Taylor needs to know these people are not going away. The only thing that is happening is they're speaking up now, right now. You're hearing them and you're seeing them more, but you cannot think you're going to keep on doing this thing in a closed environment. Their pleas are being heard farther out from North Courtland. So if you got any shenanigans going on, or if you know you can help the town grow, if you know you can do better, you best be doing it, because this is just the beginning. This election is not going to end what's going on. The people are fed up. Half the town is not happy. And you can't run a town like that. You're going to have to do something. So with that, I'm going to close out the show with again, I want to tell North Courtland, with half the town disagreeing with these guys, you know, you got to speak your voice. Come on, even if you don't come on this show, you got to go somewhere and put your voice out there. You know, that's the only way things going to change, because the people who do stuff to you, they bank on you not saying anything. You not saying anything or doing anything is what leaves them in power. And don't worry about any type of intimidation, because I'm sure as hell not. I'm not worried about any type of intimidation, though. They wouldn't get away with nothing like that. If they came out with something like that, I would be on their ass for real. Right now, we're just having a conversation. But I don't want to hear any type of anything from the mayor or that chief, or else they're going to receive the full blast treatment like everybody else gets in anywhere I deal with politics. So I'm just only asking a question. But if you think you can do this other kind of stuff, then they best do some homework. And with that, Darren, I'll see you at the top of the hour for the Bolton mayoral race.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Now why these niggas wanna touch my skills? I'ma kill status. And send a motherfucker to hell when he fucking stratus.